I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In Nigeria, a recent uptick in Boko Haram violence killed more than 50 soldiers and aid workers. They've also kidnapped dozens of women and children. 11 years of terrorist violence in Nigeria, largely at the hands of Boko Haram, has displaced more than 3 million people. Now Boko Haram is expanding its reach. David Curry of Open Doors USA.
They have always worked as a terrorist group, but now they want to capture territory. Boko Haram would love to have a caliphate. I don't know that they've been able to cobble together the organizational know-how to do it yet, but they've effectively begun the process.
Please keep these believers in your prayers and send relief aid to persecuted Christians through Open Doors USA at missionnews.org.
So if these sorts of things stir your heart, I encourage people to adopt a project where they're practically doing something in that region.
And in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, violence is rising between tribes, militia, and other groups. Over 1 million people have been newly displaced in the last 8 months. Mission Aviation Fellowship operates in the DRC and provides aviation services to pastors, humanitarian workers, and medical personnel. We spoke with MAF's Ron Wismer about their work in the internally displaced people camps, or IDP camps. He says MAF serves as the hands and feet of Christ by supporting pastors in the camps. MAF staff members even sponsor counselors.
No one else that we are aware of is sitting with these folks and talking about their trauma. So we're having them just kind of meet with people that want to, not forcing them, just going around saying, you know, would you like to come?
Please pray for displaced people to know the comfort of Christ. The story continues at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org for ways to help. I'm Todd Morris.